But I'm Megan, and if you're like myself and you spend hours scrolling on TikTok, you probably came across Shane Marno. He's a singer-songwriter from Limerick, and he's taken TikTok by storm because of his iconic impressions of the Irish folk singer Christy Moore. And well, you won't believe who was in studio with me. It is only the man himself, Shane.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm great, thanks.
So when I came across your videos on TikTok, I was totally obsessed. The one where you fuse Moore's style with Eminem in Lose Yourself.
Yeah, I loved it. It was probably the first, it's obviously the first one to absolutely take off, but I just knew I needed to do a song that was iconic and everyone knew, and so I could kind of try and capture people. And then after that, I could maybe branch out a little bit.
And did you ever expect the reaction that you received on that TikTok?
No, not at all. And I'd never really planned on making it a thing. I was driving in the car and I was listening to Mr. Brightside, and I was thinking, there was a Christy Moore song on before, I think it was Beeswing. I was going, geez, I wonder what it would be like if Christy sang that song, Mr. Brightside. And I went home, I was recording a few other things, and I just said I'd give it a go. I did one take and I put it up expecting it to do terrible, and it got 100,000 views overnight, which was more than I'd ever gotten. So I knew I kind of had to try and capitalize on it, so I went again.
You've got over 1 million views on the Eminem Lose Yourself, which is absolutely phenomenal.
I've always loved doing impressions, to be honest. Passenger was the main one, and I put up one of Passenger, and there's a couple other artists as well, like Johnny Cash, that I try.
Oh, you can do a few. How did you discover that you had a knack for this?
I don't know, I guess I always had. I feel like if you have kind of a musical ear, I always loved accents as well. So if I heard a new accent, which probably isn't the best thing to be doing all the time when you're in different countries.
I believe you've got something prepared for me this evening, okay? A song about the Southeast, and I want you to talk me through the lyrics.
You'd kind of suggested it, and I was thinking, oh God, will I be able to do this? And I'm a big Zach Bryan fan. I love his music, and he has a song called Heading South. And I was like, okay, well, I was so used to driving. I used to live in Wexford, driving down through Carrick on Shore, Clonmel, through the roundabouts, past Care. And I was just like, it just felt like heading south in a different way, completely different to America. I started off with that, and then I was looking at the chorus and it was, don't stop going south. And I was like, what rhymes with south? Louth. And then I just started doing a load of kind of background research about the route you take from Louth down to...
Which is what I found so fascinating when you were like, here's the lyrics of the song. I planned out the route of how you'd get there. And I was like, wow, you would not realise how much effort and time you put into this. I mean, obviously there is, but I did not realise that much thought was in behind the lyrics.
Yeah, it honestly depends on the song. Some of them are a lot more straightforward, but that one I kind of wanted to give it a bit of justice, where the thing has to make not perfect sense, but it has to be logical. And
look, you're going to perform it live for us here now.
I'm going to give it a go anyways.
Let's do it.
I'm going to tell you a story now about a man from up in County Louth. Had a feckin' huge head in him because he needed space for all his big ideas, always full of them. Anyway, one day he packed it all up and headed south. Never looked back, not once. He was a man from near Cromartin, many miles from Dunmore East. And even though he came from Louth, he was feckin' miles from any beach. And 'twas always pelting rain out to put a scowl on any face. He just wanted a little taste of the sunny southeast special rays. So off down to the bike shop in Drogheda he went, and be Jesus, he picked himself up a serious motor, red and all. He hopped on his Honda 50 and he started driving towards Hackettstown and Inishtig before he lands in Waterford. And even though Tipperary wasn't on his natural route, he somehow ended up driving through Clonmel's 50 roundabouts. Jesus, they're never ending, don't stop going south. As the weather's slightly better than they get in County Louth, don't stop heading south. You won't understand a single word that they say in Wexford town.
But it doesn't stop there when it comes to your music. You write your own music, and just last Friday, you released a single called One Less Mouth to Feed, which hits home hard for a lot of people, including myself. I have loads of friends and family abroad. But can you tell me a little bit more about the meaning behind the song?
I'm really proud of this song. I'm really proud of how it came out. But yeah, it just came from kind of browsing Instagram and just seeing more and more people and talking to people from home and saying, oh, did you know Jack's gone? Did you know Connor's gone? And it's kind of just like this sting that gets you when you plan to stay in Ireland, which I do.
do plan. I love Ireland, but at the same time, it is kind of sad to see your friends going. So the inspiration came from that, hearing about new friends going, and then kind of wondering what life will look like for them when they actually come back from where they're going to. Not, they're not all going to Australia, they're going to Canada, Dubai, all of these different places. So it's kind of like, what will life look like for them? Will it be accessible? Will they be able to get housing? Will they be able to get jobs? Will their lives over there just take over what they knew in Ireland and maybe they'll never come back? And it's just kind of trying to imagine a future without those people or with those people and what it might look like.
I have goosebumps here even hearing you saying that, because I can completely relate. And I think it's a lot of people our age are gone abroad because they don't see and they don't have that growth for Ireland. Like I myself, I don't have any plans to move. But when you see everybody on Instagram, everybody's gone and you're like, wait now, what's next? Who's left here? It's hard to envision. Are they ever going to come back?
You can, and I say it in the song, you can understand why they're going to at the same time. As much as I love Ireland, it's a very difficult country to live in for young people at the moment when it comes to the likes of, I mentioned, public transport and just even housing and rental markets. And because of inflation and because of like post-COVID, everything's just a bit all up in the air still about what it's going to look like for the next 5 or 6 years. So people just don't want to take the chance of staying and are going for now. Hopefully they'll come back.
Because you have so much grow for Ireland and you don't plan on leaving, what is your favourite thing about Ireland?
Oh, that's a very hard question. I really like the culture and the people. I think they go hand in hand. I just love meeting new people in Ireland, hearing their stories, and it's an inspiration for a lot of my songs. And also related to that as well, it's just my family here. As much as I might like to live abroad, like I've thought about it before, I lived in Amsterdam for a month and wrote a song about it there, but I still was always thinking about coming home, and I've always missed my family. I'm an only child, so I don't know whether there's a bit of guilt there about going away as well. Maybe a bit of deep-rooted guilt. I just love my family and I wouldn't want to be away from them.
Would you consider yourself a little bit of a home bird then,
Just
Shane?
A wee bit, yeah.
Before we wrap anything up, I want to do a this or that Irish edition, okay? King Crisps or Tato?
Tato.
Cadbury Dairy Milk, right? Or a Cadbury snack bar?
A Dairy Milk.
And then if we were to go into the snack bars, are you picking a purple snack bar or a yellow one?
Oh, that's a 50-50. I'd say what? Just close my eyes and hope for the best.
Oh my God, I'm shocked at that decision. I thought it was like going to be a purple snack bar. I thought that was the obvious choice. Wexford or Waterford?
It'll have to be Wexford, okay. Unfortunately. Sorry now.
Up the yellow bellies. Carlo or Kilkenny?
Kilkenny.
Excuse me?
No, I'm sorry now.
You're here in a room with a Carlo woman and you're choosing Kilkenny.
I've never actually necessarily, like, I've been in Carlo. I think it was Castlecomer. Castlecomer's Carlo?
No, here we go again. Castlecomer's Kilkenny.
Oh, no.
You need some geography lessons.
See, but I always used to drive from Wexford. I used to live in New Ross, so I'd drive from Wexford to Kilkenny. It was like a 40-minute drive and there was loads of lovely little villages and they were all in Kilkenny.
Bash potatoes. Or chips?
Mashed potatoes.
Well, Shane, it has been an absolute pleasure. And if people want to check out your music and the iconic Christy Moore imitations, where will they be able to find you?
Yeah, so I'm on TikTok, Instagram and YouTube at Shane Marno.
Well, thank you so much. Everybody is going to love this song from you, I have no doubt. And I will let you do the honours and intro on it here on Beat.
Thanks a million, guys. This is my new single, One Less Mouth to Feed, about Irish immigration.